Former New Hampshire Senator Warren Rudman died last night at the age of 82. Rudman was a moderate Granite State Republican who served two terms in the United States Senate, where he co-authored the Graham-Rudman-Hollings Deficit Reduction Act. After he left office in 1986, he formed the Concord Coalition with former Massachusetts Senator Paul Tsongas and continued to work focusing attention on the country's growing debt.
Brad Cook is a Manchester attorney who was Warren Rudman's first campaign manager and friend. And thanks so much for joining us, Brad Cook. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So Warren Rudman had a distinguished career in New Hampshire politics, attorney general, senator, longtime public servant. How will you remember him?
Well, Warren was part of the legacy of the late Governor Walter Peterson, who was our governor from 1968 to 1972 and really brought the moderate Republicans' efforts into office. How would I remember him? He was probably the most dynamic and straightforward politician we've had, one of the great New Hampshire politicians of the 20th century, just a wonderful role model and a man who inspired my generation of lawyers and many personally who worked for him to be better lawyers than they could have been.
I read a great quote that actually you relayed to a newspaper today that Warren Rudman said, just tell the truth and watch them scatter.
That's right. When he went to Washington, he said, you know, if you just look them in the eye and tell them the truth, they don't know what to do with it. And there were so many stories like that. But his practical approach, Graham Rudman Hollings, another great quote from him was, a bad idea whose time has come, to try to balance the budget.
Well, let me ask you about that, because when I think of Warren Rudman, I think of this rock-solid commitment to deficit reduction long before there was talk of hurtling off the fiscal cliff. Why was this issue so important to him?
Well, I think he was a traditional conservative who just said, we're not going to get any place if we keep spending our next generation or grandchildren into huge debt. He thought if you were going to spend money, you ought to raise it. He was very tough-minded on that, and he didn't buy all that he considered crazy ideas of how it doesn't matter to have deficits. He saw the clouds on the horizon and said, we got to do something about them.
It sounds like he was well ahead of his time in this regard.
Well, if Warren Rudman were in the Senate today, he wouldn't be taking any pledges on not raising any new revenue, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, I think of him as well as part of sort of a disappearing breed of moderate New England Republicans. Fiscally conservative, as you mentioned, I think it's fair to say somewhat laissez-faire on social issues, willing to reach across party lines to get the job done, even speak out against his own party when necessary. Is that kind of political leadership disappearing? Or, I mean, I guess with the passing of Warren Rudman, does it make you miss that kind of political leadership?
I've missed that kind of political leadership every day since he stepped down from the Senate in 91. But yes, although I think this most recent election kind of gave the comeuppance to some of these people who don't think there can be any compromise or any reaching across the aisle.
Yeah. Tell me, finally, how did you get involved in becoming his first campaign manager?
Well, one day he walked down the hall and he said, I'm going to run for the Senate. Would you want to help? And I said, sure. He said, well, we're going to Plymouth, New Hampshire tonight. We got in the car, riding along. He said, well, how would you run a campaign? And by the time we got there, he said, well, until we hire a professional campaign manager, you're the campaign manager.
You're it.
and as I like to say to people, if I'd been his last campaign manager and instead of the guy that we hired, he'd still be a partner in this law firm.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today. We're very grateful.
Well, my pleasure. And he was a great man and he'll be missed.
That's Brad Cook. He's a Manchester attorney and was a campaign manager and friend of former Senator Warren Rudman, who died last night at the age of 82.
Coming up, underage drinking cases involving parties at private residences. We've heard of those types of cases, but who should be held liable when the host is a commercial property? We'll take a look. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.